Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're having this conversation because people moan for no reason. We live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. We have the most beautiful climate in the world. And if you just open your eyes, there is so much going on around us. Well, we're calling in the experts because you don't always believe me. Jenny Mudley is the spokesperson for City Parks and Zoo in Johannesburg. And we wanted to chat to her about things there are to do in the city. Jenny, a very, very good morning. Hoping you are well. Do you get that allegation all the time as well? Oh, we live in Joburg. There's nothing here.
Absolutely. I think it's quite often over the festive seasons, and you don't just, you know, you hear it from friends and family. What is there to do? And there's just so much, you know, we, like you said, we have this wonderful climate. We have affordability in Johannesburg. We have accessibility. And so we'd like to invite residents and visitors to experience this vibrant city that's family friendly and culture rich. And so from your tranquil picnics all the way to some world-class performances are lined up this November, December in the city of Joburg.
Awesome. So tell us about them. The one that we did recently was going to the wilds for a picnic with some friends. We had the most wonderful Sunday afternoon there in the wilds. It was just everybody was looking at the sculpture. It was just amazing. That is something that I personally would highly recommend that our residents do.
Absolutely. I think the revitalized wilds and, you know, has been, it's very much a community partnership, and we've worked closely with James Delaney, we call him the artivist because he's a bit of an eco-activist as well.
I like that.
And he's gone and adopted the park together with the community support, and it's just an amazing, safe facility. The only concern we sometimes have is around parking, but there's parking spaces available.
We parked across the road.
On either side. That's right.
That's where we parked. It was a few minutes walk. It made really, really no difference. It was perfect.
But just not the wilds, you know, the Klip Riversberg Nature Reserve has just won the World Urban Parks Award for the large urban parks and its multifaceted offering. So you can have a hike, you can explore this 680-hectare space. It's got indigenous fauna and flora, and everything from zebras to blesbok. It's also the camera club. I call them the Canon Club. They love taking photos in this facility. Lots of weddings. It's got this rustic look and feel, and it's a true gem for hikers and nature lovers. So that's also up in the city. You can catch a sunset at Northlift Echo Park. That's the Northlift Hill. It's one of Joburg's highest natural points. A perfect backdrop for reflection, photography, and of course,
say that again. I missed the name of where you're talking about in Northcliff.
This is the Northcliff Echo Park in Northcliff.
Right. Okay.
Often referred to as Northcliff Hill.
Yes.
And you can catch a sunset, which is like a 360-degree view of the
city. Oh wow! I'm just looking. I haven't been. I'm just looking at photos. It looks incredible.
Yeah, it is. And again, extremely safe. And so we encourage people to come out. But, you know, and of course, we know our facilities like the Zoo Lake area where you could enjoy a boat ride and an Acra Branch at James and Ethel Gray Park.
Yes, that's wonderful.
You know, if you enjoy zip lining and tree trop. Obstacle courses. This is set in the leafy sanctuary of the James and Ethel Gray Park in Melrose, so certainly take the kids along. And then, you know, there's all the other activities at the Emerentia Dam where you can bring your own kayak and or hire a canoe for a refreshing paddle alongside the ducks and the geese. And then, of course, there's the Joburg Zoo. And as we know, this time of the year is Festival of Lights. It starts on the 24th, goes all the way on all the public holidays into the new year. And we have jazz in the lights as well at the Joburg Zoo on the 27th of November. So get your tickets early. You know, we are out to roll out the green carpet for our residents, and we urge you to take advantage of these low-cost events taking place in some of these facilities. But bear in mind, all your facilities, all your parks are free. This includes facilities like your community parks, where there's going to be festive flea markets and so on. It's just too long a list.
It's incredible.
So we want you to come alive with holiday cheer.
Is this listed somewhere on your website where people could have a look at these facilities?
Yes, we certainly have included it on the Joburg tourism sites as well. We hope to post it on your events sites on Facebook and some of your social media. But, you know, it's just not limited to these. We've got the Joburg Theatre. They've got Madagascar, and the kids need to see
this international stage
adaptation. Lovely. It's just so energetic and fun-filled, and it's for the whole family.
Lovely.
So get your tickets. And then, you know, there's always also music for music lovers. You've got the Lesedi and Fringe Theatres also at the Joburg Theatre. So we will put that all on our websites, including the Joburg website. And we say, go out, explore your city. You know, there's this concern always about safety. Can we go into our parks? Well, let me say something. You know, perception about safety is very worrying. Where else? The reality on the ground is that our parks are safe. And so go out, of course, in your groups, but exercise caution. Let common sense prevail. Make sure that, you know, you leave all your valuables at home and be vigilant with our little ones. So it's going to be a beautiful summer, and we hope that
let's enjoy the city. Invite
all our residents outside.
Jenny Woodley, thank you for that. It's exactly what I needed to hear this morning. Spokesperson for City Parks and Zoo in Johannesburg. And we really do have some absolutely magnificent spots. Let's make sure that we enjoy them.